Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Mood Momentum. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? Ups and downs, twists and turns, and let's be real, sometimes it feels like we're just clinging on for dear life. But guess what? There are actually tools we can use to navigate those dips and climbs, to boost our mood, and feel more in control. And today, I'm diving into one of my absolute favorites. The powerful connection between exercise and mood. Ever notice how a good workout can leave you feeling energized, even if it was tough? Or that post-run high that just makes everything seem brighter? It's not just you. Science backs this up big time. Exercise is like a magic potion for your brain. It releases all these amazing chemicals, like endorphins and dopamine, which act as natural mood boosters and stress relievers. Think of it like this. Exercise is giving your brain a high five, a powerful one that can leave you feeling happier, calmer, and more focused. So, how exactly does this work? Well, when we exercise, our bodies are literally rewiring themselves for the better. It improves blood flow to the brain, helping those crucial brain cells communicate more effectively. It also helps reduce inflammation in the body, which is linked to depression and anxiety. Basically, exercise is like a tune-up for your entire system, mind, body, and soul. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jessica, I hate exercising. It feels like a chore. And trust me, I get it. Finding the motivation can be tough. But here's the thing. You don't have to become an Olympic athlete overnight. Even small bursts of activity can make a huge difference. Think of it as finding something you actually enjoy, dancing to your favorite playlist, taking a brisk walk in nature, or even just doing some stretches while watching TV. The key is consistency. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise most days of the week. And don't forget to listen to your body. Rest when you need it, and don't push yourself too hard, especially if you're just starting out. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah was struggling with feeling super overwhelmed and anxious. She felt stuck in a rut, always tired, and couldn't seem to get motivated for anything. We talked, and I suggested she try incorporating some exercise into her routine, even if it was just a short walk around the block. Sarah wasn't convinced at first, but she gave it a shot. And guess what? She started noticing a difference. The walks helped clear her head, she felt more energized, and her anxiety levels actually decreased. It was like a light switch flipped. Now, Sarah incorporates exercise into her daily life, walking meetings, dance classes, even just playing with her dog in the park. She feels so much better, both physically and mentally. So remember, you don't have to be an athlete to reap the benefits of exercise. It's about finding what works for you, starting small, and being consistent. You've got this. The takeaway here is clear. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It's a powerful tool for boosting your mood, managing stress, and improving your overall well-being. So get moving, embrace the endorphin rush, and watch those good vibes flow. Remember, taking care of your mind means taking care of your body too. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from this message. And don't forget to leave us a review. It helps others find the podcast and join this amazing community. Until next time, keep that momentum going, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.